Load shedding has become a daily reality in South Africa due to Eskom's operational woes. In 2008, consistent load shedding was responsible for limiting economic growth at that time. And while we can be pleased about coming out of a recession in the third quarter of this year, there also needs to be a very real concern about what the ongoing load shedding situation will mean at the micro and macro economic level. Well, to get a sense of how recent load shedding is affecting businesses, I'm joined on the line by Dane Villon, Chief Commercial Officer of New Way Power, which deals in the manufacture and sale of generators, and Stefan Schoenfeld from Productive Systems, who are in the business of running factories. Thanks very much for joining us, both of you. Let me perhaps start with Dane around the generator business. Have you seen an uptick in demand for generators as a result of this load shedding?
Hi, Nompo. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I'm well, thanks. Yeah, I know we've definitely seen an uptick, a considerable one. In fact, the last 2 weeks have been quite hectic.
And in terms of one of the things, of course, we've been concerned about in the newsroom is talking about the high fuel prices, that perhaps that would have been a deterrent for people. That clearly hasn't been a deterrent. People still need their electricity.
Yeah, I think you're 100% correct. They still need that sort of reliable backup power source. I don't think the renewable power structure is sufficient enough to cater for everything. So people still need to definitely rely on the diesel generator backup power.
Mm.
So even though the fuel prices are high, I think the cost of being out of business is a lot worse.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And Stefan, what sort of experience have you had? I mean, when you're running a factory and suddenly there's no power, presumably you've got backup systems, but just tell us about the process. What happens there?
Hi, Nompo. No, it's, for us, we don't have the backup systems. You know, we've got CNC lathes, CNC milling machines, welding machines, you know, water jet cutting machines, all machines that use power. And for us, when load shedding comes on and we're on schedule for load shedding, we have to switch off those machines because those machines, they don't like being cut off of power in the middle of running on a job.
Mm.
So this for us is a big problem.
Okay, so I know you're not a power station or anything like that, but now when the electricity comes back, is it quite simple? Do you just turn on a switch and things come back on again, or is that a mission?
No, that's also a mission because you need to, with these machines, you need to re-reference the job and, you know, so that you can get the correct position to start again. So, yeah, it's a whole process for us. And then the thing for us that's making it more difficult this time around is previous load sheddings, you were scheduled, you know, 3 o'clock every day you switched off or when load shedding is there. Now it's maybe 3 o'clock today and it's maybe 9 o'clock in the morning the next day. So you can't organize your staff to maybe come in later or you know, clock off earlier and come in earlier the next morning.
Mm. And in terms of your supply chain, what impact is that having?
Supply chain in what regard?
So in terms of your customers, you know, the stuff that you're producing and the people that you have to sell on to, what sort of impact is that having? Are you having to basically tell people that you can't deliver?
Yeah, that's another part of the problem is, you know, we make it up by working overtime. So it's costing us overtime. And that's cost that you won't get back.
Mm.
So, that's how we try and solve that problem. But, you know, some of our projects we're running on penalty clauses and if you can't deliver, then you also pay.
Mm, very costly indeed. And then Dane, in terms of the generator business, so we've been warned by Eskom and the Minister of Public Enterprises that we should expect load shedding until about the end of March or so. Are you confident that you have enough inventory, you know, should demand continue? And if you don't, is it difficult to get generators into the country if you have to import them?
So Nompo, actually a good question. We have a business model where we obviously manufacture generators in-house, but we also have international partners where we import generators. Yes, we've obviously load shedding, when it started, it starts quite drastically, it starts quite quick. So you're never fully prepared, but we're very confident that we house a lot of sort of international brands to build generators locally, and then we've also got the backup support with our international partners on complete generators.
Mm.
So the answer is yes. I think we're prepared. But then again, you know, two different sort of business models. You have the general customer that needs a generator very quickly, a small size generator, 30 kVA, 60 kVA, and that's where that imported complete generator comes in. But for larger projects where the solution is a little bit more complex, that needs to go through a manufacturing process, a design process, and all the rest of that. So there's a little bit of a longer lead time. But yes, I'm confidently prepared.
Stefan, when it comes to sort of the longer term picture, looking at your power needs and so on, are you thinking about alternatives given the hassles that we've had with Eskom? Or is that too difficult? Is that too expensive to consider an alternative?
Yeah, for us, we'd probably, you know, before we look at generators, we would probably want to expand on our other manufacturing equipment and expand the business that way. But looking and hearing what Eskom's saying, that the next year is going to be full of load shedding, you know, you would have to change those plans and start to seriously look at generators and look at other alternatives.
Mm. And as you do that, obviously your costs start to rise quite hectically. What impact will that have on your staff, if at all? I mean, I'm just speaking generally. I'm not asking you specifically.
Impact on the staff or impact on my customers?
So,
my pricing would obviously have to increase, and that makes me uncompetitive.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, if your business shrinks, your staff shrinks. So, and that's the problem we sit with, yes.
Yeah, the reason I was asking about the staff is that obviously if you're getting a lack of productivity because you don't have power, you know, what impact does that have on your staff? Does that mean that they're working less hours and they only get paid for the hours that they get paid, that they work and so on?
Yeah, at this stage, we're lucky. I know a lot of other businesses around us, you know, when it was load shedding, they had to do that. But for us, we've been lucky and we've had to manage that and still pay the staff that's due to them. But, you know, if you're looking at 2 hours a day without power, that's 20 to 25% of your day productivity that's lost.
Mm-hmm. And Dane, in terms of your long-term planning, what are you doing in the meantime? Your long-term...
What are you referring to, Nonku? Sorry.
I'm just talking about, you know, with all the uncertainty with the load shedding that's taking place and you having to anticipate demand for generators, what plans are you putting in place to ensure that you're able to cater for people's demand, if at all?
Sure. Okay, so I understand the question. I think it's a slightly complex one. Because load shedding can also the switch can go on again and it stops overnight. Certainly from sourcing our major components from the manufacturing perspective, and then also making sure we have the backup for the complete generators that we import, we're obviously escalating that. So from a supply chain perspective, we're just going to make sure that we have the stock to assist everyone.
Mm. And in terms of servicing the generators and things like that, I'm just thinking of the time, like you say, when the lights are on and everything is hunky-dory for us and there's less demand for your product. How do you keep yourself going, you know, when things are fine?
Look, we have a broad customer base, and we've got some long-term loyal customers. So that keeps the business going. But what we generally find is that, when load shedding stops and everything goes back to normal and the grid is sort of stable, people kind of forget about their generator. They're not prepared, you know, so they don't tend to service the generator and they don't tend to make sure that the generator is filled with diesel.
Mm.
And in the same vein, I'd like to say that if someone has got backup power at the moment, just make sure that you've got diesel, that the generator's been checked, that the generator's been serviced. So if the lights do go out, you're fine. And for those that don't have backup power, I think you need to start thinking of being prepared and getting the backup.
Absolutely. So, Stefan, based on your experience, when you look at the broader economy, are you concerned that perhaps we will see economic growth affected, at least for the balance of this year, because of what's been happening with load shedding?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, it's proven in the previous years when we had load shedding that, business suffer, the economy suffer because of that. For us, we export a lot of equipment, and some of these contracts they do risk assessments on these companies, and they look at the economies of the countries that they import the machines from, and load shedding is definitely a big risk that they tick that box. So we lose business through that as well, and that obviously exports is dearly needed in this country. And that will suffer.
Yeah. Well, I hope you guys are able with your strategies in place to survive this dark moment that we're experiencing. But thank you very much for giving us some insights as to how it's impacting on your businesses. That was Dane Viljoen. He's the Chief Commercial Officer of New Way Power, and Stefan Schoenfeld. He's from Productive Systems.